Welcome to Time to Talk Fertility, Beyond the Lab Coat, a podcast from the Fertility Centers of Illinois. I'm Caitlin White. Join us as we go behind the scenes with Dr. Megan Sachs, a reproductive endocrinologist, to discover what inspires her work, how she connects with patients, and what drives her passion for helping families grow. Real stories, real purpose, real care. Doctor, to start us off, can you please share your full name and your credentials?
Absolutely. My name is Dr. Megan Sachs. I am a MD, and I trained in not only obstetrics and gynecology, but as well completed a fellowship in reproductive endocrinology and infertility. So I am an infertility specialist at Fertility Centers of Illinois.
Wonderful. Well, what inspired you to overall pursue medicine and specifically reproductive endocrinology?
I was a little bit of an odd elementary school student and from a very young age decided I wanted to be an OBGYN more than anything. And then it was really in undergrad when I was studying neuroscience at the University of Michigan that I really enjoyed learning about hormones and reproduction and decided to pursue a career in reproductive endocrinology and infertility, where you have the opportunity to be an OBGYN who subspecializes in, again, being a specialist in hormones and reproduction. And then it was really during residency and fellowship that I just felt this passion towards how hormones can give you the opportunity as well as the power for patients to achieve contraception, treatment for fertility or infertility, irregular bleeding, and so much more.
Well, on that note, what do you find most rewarding about your work?
I love being a sense of comfort to my patients. By the time that they've come to our office, it seems like, you know, chronic pelvic pain or issues with conceiving may have been overlooked, or perhaps they felt that there was a stigma in seeking help. And being able to really kind of normalize what they're experiencing, explain potentially what's going on, and seeing them just sigh this sigh of relief really means the world.
Well, you mentioned you were young when you knew you wanted to work in medicine, but is there a particular moment that reaffirmed why you chose this field?
That is such a challenging question. I feel like truly every day we have just the highest highs and lowest lows in this field. And there's so many moments that stand out to me, but it's just such a privilege to be working with patients during some of the most sensitive, vulnerable points in their life that I will never take it for granted and just find every day to be incredibly rewarding and reaffirming.
Of course. Well, how do you hope to make a difference in your patients' lives?
Infertility and gynecologic issues can really make patients feel isolated, frustrated, even hopeless. So I find that being able to relieve this stigma and seeking help and being a safe space or a sense of calm for my patients to have the strength and encouragement to push forward is really the difference that I'm looking to make in their life.
And what drives your passion for helping individuals and families on their journeys to parenthood?
I know what it's like when every month feels like a lifetime of waiting and you're just hoping that you're going to have that positive pregnancy test this month. So when I see my patients working to start or grow their family, I think about my own children, and I truly will do whatever it takes to get my patients the family that they've always dreamed of.
And how would you describe your approach to patient care?
I would say it's honest, collaborative, and supportive.
Wonderful. What's most important to you when guiding a patient through their treatment process?
I would say what's most important is making the patient feel confident in their treatment plan and ensuring that they have a good understanding of the process that lies ahead.
And with that confidence, how do you also help patients feel supported and empowered through their journeys?
At our consult appointment, I provide really clear estimates for success and try to set expectations with treatment options that are on the table. And then if there's any concerns during the treatment process, I make sure that they know I'm available to set up time to kind of debrief, review next steps and any options on the table. And I think that that really gives patients a sense that they are taking the reins in their treatment cycle.
So, doctor, how would you say you balance science, technology, and empathy in your work?
I would say that I practice evidence-based medicine and am open to changing practice if there's compelling research. Similarly, I don't feel treatment is a one-size-fits-all and do my best to practice within the context of care. For instance, if a patient has concerns about logistics or part of their medication regimen, I'll absolutely work to find an appropriate alternative if one exists.
And within medicine and reproductive endocrinology, do you have any special areas of clinical interest? And what draws you to those?
That is such a tough question because I really love working with all patients. I love having kind of a wide variety of different clinical questions every day. But I would say I'm probably especially drawn towards fertility preservation, such as patients who are facing gonadotoxic therapy, such as with chemotherapy, or maybe gender-affirming hormone therapy, and interested in preserving fertility. I also love working with patients who fall within the polycystic ovarian syndrome category, chronic pelvic pain with endometriosis, and third-party reproduction. The third-party reproduction embryo transfers are some very special moments that stand out, but truly every embryo transfer is exceptional. I would say these various categories of patients require perhaps a little more creativity in the treatment plan development, but also with a very good background in basic science for providers caring for them.
And to get into your background a bit more, doctor, where did you complete your medical education, residency, and fellowship training?
I completed medical school at Rush Medical College. Great point in my life to kind of transition out of Michigan, if you can't tell from my terrible accent, and really drew me to Chicago for hopefully the rest of my life. I did briefly live in Ohio to attend the University of Cincinnati for both residency and fellowship, which was also a very special time.
And was there something you learned along the way that continues to shape your approach today?
I think I learned early on that every fertility journey is unique and that listening carefully to my patients is just as important as the medical treatment itself. This definitely continues to shape how I individualize care and support patients both medically as well as emotionally.
I love that. Well, what excites you most, doctor, about the future of reproductive medicine?
This is such an excellent field to be in. It's truly changing at such a rapid pace, and I'm very excited by the advances in technology and research that are improving success rates while making treatments safer and more tailored to each patient's needs. Additionally, the access for fertility treatment and coverage surrounding fertility treatment continues to grow. So truly so much ahead.
Absolutely. Well, what would you say an accomplishment or moment in your practice or career is the one you're most proud of?
I would say I'm most proud of being inducted into the Gold Humanism Honor Society as both a medical student and OBGYN residents. It's been really lovely to see that trainees and colleagues have recognized the importance that I place on empathy, education, as well as patient-centered care.
And doctor, do you speak any additional languages besides English?
I do. I speak Spanish, and I am always looking for more opportunities to introduce my kids to Spanish music, Spanish books.
And what do your patients often say they appreciate most about working with you?
Patients have shared that they value my clear communication, accessibility, and the sense of trust that we build throughout their care.
And how do you build that trust and that meaningful connection with your patients?
I build trust by listening carefully, being honest and transparent, and ensuring that patients feel supported and respected at every step of their care.
And doctor, as we've touched on, fertility is such a complex process. What advice do you often share with patients who may be feeling anxious or discouraged?
I encourage patients to be kind to themselves, to ask questions, and to remember that progress in fertility care often comes in steps, even when we feel like the path ahead is uncertain.
Of course. And what message of encouragement would you also share with those still hoping to build their families?
The message of encouragement that I would share is something my mom always used to say to me when I was tough on myself. you know, along the years. And that's just be gentle with yourself. I know I said continue to be kind, but truly we see that the mental health aspect of fertility treatment is often overlooked and maybe so essential. So making sure that you're doing activities, any kind of modifications that may give you peace is just as important as the medical treatment itself.
That is such a great reminder. Thank you so much. Is there any one lesson that a patient of yours has taught you?
I have seen patients just overcome the inevitable, beat all the odds, and truly just incredible strength and resilience that people can have even in the most challenging circumstances. So it's just truly keep going, and all it takes is one.
And outside of medicine, doctor, what brings you joy or balance?
I love spending time with my family and friends, staying active. I would say volleyball and basketball are some of my favorite activities. And then certainly reading if I can find some time.
What else do you like to do for fun? Any other hobbies or interests?
I'm usually outside when I can be and weather permitting. I love taking my dog for walks with our kids and watching sports, playing sports. We are huge college football fans in my house, as well as rivals. I'm a Michigan Wolverine and my husband's an Ohio State Buckeye. So it makes for a very interesting Thanksgiving each year.
Oh, funny. Well, is there anything that people might be surprised to learn about you?
Oh, goodness. I would say I really enjoy singing and dancing, but I'm absolutely terrible at both. I did a lot of team sports growing up and had no talent in theater, but I really love musical theater. And I'm always willing to do karaoke, taking every opportunity to dance around the kitchen. But usually I'm reminded again that I should probably avoid that.
Got to dance like no one's watching, right?
Exactly. That's my mentality as well.
Well, on that note, what are three words that best describe you?
I would say empowering, understanding, and persistent.
And our next segment here is a little fun and lighthearted. We just want to get to know you even better than we already have. A few just kind of random questions coming at you. So as a kid, what did you dream of becoming?
Until I was probably around 8 years old, I told everybody I wanted to play hockey for the Detroit Red Wings. My mom was very relieved when I switched career paths, especially after braces.
Now, if you were, let's say, a hockey player or a baseball player, what would your walk-up song be?
Without a doubt, it would have to be What a Feeling by Irene Cara from Flashdance.
Nice. How about your dream dinner guest?
That would have to be my grandmother, Dr. Jackie Sachs. She was a pediatrician in Cleveland and hugely influential on my decision to pursue a career in medicine.
That is so sweet. How about your favorite Disney character?
Without a doubt, again, I'd have to say Mulan. She is just incredible. I wish she was a friend I could hang out with. And it's also one of the best Disney playlists.
And you mentioned you have a dog, but I am going to ask, are you a cat or a dog person?
I try to be all inclusive, but I will admit I am a huge dog person and I love sharing dog photos, stories with any patient and vice versa. I love hearing about patients' dogs and any kind of goofy stories, silly pictures.
Yes. What kind of dog do you have?
I have a golden retriever and she is just the sweetest. I like to joke that she's like Nana from Peter Pan, the like fluffy dog. That's exactly her personality.
Oh my gosh, I could see her in my head. Well, if someone is ready to start their journey, what should they look for when choosing a fertility clinic?
Patients should look for a combination of medical expertise, individualized care, and clear communication. It's so important to feel listened to, supported, and confident that your treatment plan is tailored to your unique needs and goals.
And with that, doctor, what sets Fertility Centers of Illinois apart from other fertility clinics?
I may be a little biased here, but Fertility Centers of Illinois is an incredibly special place. Our focus is truly both on successful outcomes as well as the patient experience. We offer personalized care, cutting-edge treatments, and a team that truly partners with patients throughout their fertility journey.
Thank you so much for joining us and letting us get to know you a little bit better, Doctor. That was Dr. Megan Sachs. For more information, please go to fcionline.com/doctors. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it on your social channels and check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. I'm Caitlin White, and this is Time to Talk Fertility. Thanks for listening.